Nachyomi for the Orthodox Union, Sefer Tehillim, the Book of Psalms, Perek Kuf Zayin, Chapter 107. This is Rabbi Binny Marilis. Chapter 107, from a structural standpoint, breaks down very easily for us into what I would say is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 parts. And the reason it's easy to break this one down is because it follows a very important pattern, which we'll see in the commentaries. But it's very easy, obviously, when you have a text that is repetitive in the course of a chapter, it makes it a lot easier to sort of see the parts. And in our chapter, the terminology of verse 6 and verse 8, Vav and Ches, repeats itself. Similarities repeat itself in great detail in verses 13 and 15 and 19 and 21, and then again in 28 and 31. The idea of either Vayitzaku El Hashem, or which is crying out to God, or Vayizaku El Hashem, which is another form of crying, and then the idea of Yodu LaHashem Chasdo, give thanks to Hashem, V'nifla Osav L'vnei Adam, and tell of His wonderful works to all the children of men. We'll easily break it down. Just to break it down further, so I'll share with you the Hakdamas of the Radak and the Sforno, because they sort of approach things slightly differently, although they are on the same page. The Radak is as follows: Hamizmor hazeh ne'emar al arba'ah sheyatzu mitzor l'ravacha. He says this mizmor, this chapter, is dealing with the four people who have left suffering behind and have gone into a sense of calmness and happiness. V'tzvichim lehodos l'Hashem, and they're obligated to give thanks to Hashem. Ki hu hamotzi'am mitzor l'ravacha, because He is the one who takes them out from one to the other. Ve'eino b'derech mikra, it's not by accident, kasher yachshavu chach mehamechkar hatoim, it's not an accident in the way that the others think, right? That people simply, scientists, if you want to call them that, think, and they're making a mistake, that a person is under the guise and control of some sort of a astrological symbol. We don't believe that. Elet zrichim sheyodu. You have to understand, ki ba'onish avonam hayu b'tzara, that because of their iniquities, they were in such suffering and terrible situations. U'b'chesed Elohim nitzlu mehatzara b'tzaka somlo. And out of the goodness of God, they were saved from that situation because they cried out to Him. So it's sort of the cycle. The person misbehaves, they get punished, they cry out to Hashem, and Hashem saves them. We learned Sefer Shoftim, we saw that quite often, that was sort of a cycle that appears. So he says, V'chein lamdu chazal, mizeh ha-mizmor, the chazal learned from this mizmor, v'amru, gemara brachos, arba tzrichim lehodos ulevarecha el yizbarech berabim, there are four who have to give praise and blessing to Hashem in public. V'heim hanizkarim b'mizmor hazeh, and they're the ones who are in this mizmor. And this gets to our breakdown into sections. Holchei midbaros, people who travel the deserts. U'mishay yachavush b'feis ha'asurim v'yatza, someone who was a hostage, was imprisoned, was freed. U'mishay yachol b'nisrapi, someone who was ill and was healed. V'yardai hayam, those who travel in the seas. And then at the end, the fifth section, V'zachar gam kein bozeha mizmor, he also talks in this mizmor, Mishahim betov b'mekomam, yivhiim ha'el yisborach l'chisaron ha'tov v'yosam b'ra, that a person who's in a good state, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can easily put them in a bad state. Mishahim b'ra b'mekomam, a person is in a bad place in their lives, yisagvim ha'el v'yoshim yira'asam, v'yitein lehem tova gedola, and that Hashem can then flip it around and make it all for good for them. Kol zeh lahoros, all this is to teach, ki hakol hu miyad ha'el hara v'hatov. All goodness and badness, evil and righteousness in the world comes to us from the hand of God. So there's a very deep philosophical message and hashkafic message going on here as well about tzchar nonesh, ra and tov, who it emanates from and who it stems from, and how that gets to the world. So those four different types of people are described in greater length in the text. The Sferno, in his understanding, also directly connects it to Klal Yisrael as they're leaving Mitzrayim and in their pursuit and move towards Eretz Yisrael, that each one of the four, obviously Holech Midbarios is pretty clear who that, when that is. Person walking in the desert is Klal Yisrael in the desert, right? The notion of them being freed from bondage is obvious as well. The other two, Chole HaNefesh, or the Chole HaGuf, we could get to and discuss, that's perhaps relating to the water and the food issues. The last one, of Yerdei Hayam, so there the Sforno says that that's the Golos, the impending Golos, the leaving Eretz Yisrael, and then the return to it with the ultimate Geula. That's an interesting approach as well. The Malbim, in his understanding of it, sort of sees a progression between the four stages, and then ultimately the person finally offers up not only the sense of praise to Hashem, but they're also going to, you know, they're going to have you know, sort of exalt Hashem in public and speak to it in front of the Chachamim, and that it's sort of a progression. All very interesting. But that's ultimately what we're talking about, is these four. And let's see them now. And as we go through, we'll see how the structure really, really helps us. Hodu l'Adonai ki tov ki lam chasdo. Person has to give thanks to Hashem, for He is good, and because He's always enduringly good for all time. Yomru ge'ulei Adonai asher ge'olam yadzar. So let the redeemed, those that Hashem has redeemed from evil and from difficulty, from suffering, omei aratzos kibtzam, and He has gathered them from the other nations, from Mizrach v'Marav, from east and west, mitzafon and miyam, from north and from the sea. All of those. Now he gets into the first one. Is Holchei Midbar Ta'u Bamidbar Bishimon Darech Ir Moshav Lo Matzau. Who are they? They who wandered in the desert, who wandered in the wilderness. They're in the way. Ir Moshav Lo Matzau. They have not found the city of habitation. They have not found the city that they're looking for. They're Ta'uim Baderech. Why are they Ta'uim Baderech? So the Radak gives a very simple pshat. What's the pshat? Ta'u Bamidbar. What does it mean, Ta'u Bamidbar? So he says, you ever walk on a road? If you're walking on a road in the desert is, it's sand. It's dust. You can lose the path very easily from the winds. It's simply, you just lose the path. There's no GPS in the day. You get lost. You get lost. And if you get lost, you're not going to find the place you're looking for. So what happens to you? Re'evim, gam tzme'im, in verse 5, they're hungry and they're thirsty. Nafsham bahem tis ataf. Their soul becomes faint in them. They're losing faith in what's going to happen. They're concerned. They're very nervous. What's going to be with me? And what do? They resort. What are they going to do as their option? Vayitzaku el Adonai batzar lahem. They cry out to Hashem in their trouble. Mimitzuko seyem yatzileim. That He should deliver them out of their distresses. Right? He should save them. Save me. I'm stuck. I'm lost. Save me. Holchei Midbar. So there, says the Svarno, that's Klal Yisrael in the desert. And that's when they're asking for water and they're asking for food. So what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu do? So after the person cries out, in the immediate verses following the crying out, so boom. Vayadrichem b'derech yishara l'aleches el yirmoshav. Hashem puts them on the straight and narrow path, that they should find the city that they're looking for, a city of habitation, a city where people rest, a city where people, where places people exist. You see how the text plays off each other. Here we have people with Toa Bamidbar, Bishimon Darech, they had no idea where the path was, and now they're on a Derech Yishara, to an Ir Moshav, to a place that they're looking for. And then he says, so if they found it, what should they do next? Yodu l'Adonai chasdo, in verse number 8. They have to thank Hashem, right, on all of his mercy and his righteousness. V'niflo isav l'vnei Adam. And for his wonderful works to the children of people. They have to say him. Why? Oh, so verse 9 gives the key, right? Literally, the word key to start it off. Ki hisbia nefesh shokeka, because he satisfied the longing soul. The person who was going to faint, the person who was going to collapse. V'nefesh re'eva mile tov, and the hungry soul, physically or spiritually, he is filled with goodness. So you see the language in verses 4 and 5 playing off very nicely into verses 7 and 9. Right? Same words, same terminology. That's the first one. Now in verse 10, you get to the next section. Yoshvei choshech v'tzalmoves, asiri ani ubarzel. So a person who's sitting in the darkness and is in the shadows of death, tzalmoves is the shadows of death, asiri ani ubarzel, a person who is bound up in the irons, right? The irons of affliction, ani is it, right? So who is that? So the Sforno says, that's Klal Yisrael. That's Klal Yisrael as they're leaving Mitzrayim, or they're in Mitzrayim. They're bound up. But here we have a slight difference. Whereas a person who is a Holchei Midbar, so it's not connected necessarily to their Averos. Here, Ki Himru Imre El in verse 11, because they rebelled against the words of Hashem, Himru, from a merit, right? They went against the words of Hashem. Vatzas elyo na'atsu. And the words of Hashem, they blew them off. They're contempted. They weren't interested. Vayachna be'amalibam kashlu ve'ein ozer. Therefore, what does Hashem do to them? He gives it back to them. He humbles them. And they stumble. Right? And their hearts, then there's no help. They ain't ozer. There's no one there to help them. Vayachna be'amalibam. Therefore, Hashem humbled them in their hearts. Right? With travails in their hearts, kashlu ve'enozer, they stumbled, right? Li kashel is to fail, is to fumble, is to stumble. Ve'enozer, there's nobody to help them. So now they're in this place. Like, what are they going to do? For yizaku el Adonai batzar lahem, they cry out to Hashem, mimitzukoseihem yoshi'em, that He should save them out of their distresses. So before it was yatzilem, now it's yoshi'em. Before it was yitzaku, now it's yizaku. They're clearly different. And then Yudalid, right? First Yudalid. So what happens? Yotziyem Yichoshech v'tzalmavas. That you see again the same terminology as before. He brings them out of the darkness and from the shadows of the death. Mimosro Seyem, from their ropes and their that which is holding them back, right? That which is the straitjackets, that which is confining them. Yinatek, He breaks them. He rends them asunder. And then because of that, Yodu Hashem Ladun Echasto in 15, they have to give praise and thanks to Hashem. V'niflo Sav L'nei Adam, the same idea. Again, they have to show off His wonderful works to the people. Why? Why? Ki Shiber Dal Sos Nechoshes, because He has broken for them the brass gates of Rechei Varzel Gidea, and the iron bars He has broken down. Right? So then you see again the terminology again flowing end to end within the section. You have the Asiri Ani Uvarzel before, you had Choshech and Salmavis, and now again in 14 and 16 you see the same type of terminology. So that's the second one. So you have the idea of the Holchei Midbar, and then you have the second one is the Matir Asurim section, and then the third one now is the section on Cholim. Evilim Miderech Pisham Ume Avonoseya Mis Anu, verse 17. The people who are crazed, right, because of their transgressions, ume avonoseya mis anu, because of their afflictions, right, because of their iniquities, ume avonoseya, their averos, their sins, mis anu, they'll be afflicted. Kol ochel tisa ev nafsham. What happens? They're going to abhor all kinds of food. Their soul's not going to want to eat. Ve'yagiu ad sham rimavus, and they'll get to a state of almost near the gates of death. So what happens to a person who's sick? What happens to a person who's sick? They stop eating, right? Even something that's good, or even something that they desperately need, or they have to have in their bodies, they don't eat. They don't want to eat. They're silly. They're foolish, says the Radak. He says like this. Why are these called evilim, crazy people, let's say, right? And before they're not. Why is it now in the status of illness that they're called this way? So he says like this. He says, Ki hashvi, when a person's in jail, yibivas achas, it happens in one step. Either you're in jail or you're not. V'lo kein ha-choli. That's not the case with illness. Ki mitchid la-hukal, because it begins simply. It's not even noticeable. V'yachar kach yichabed yom achi yom. And then it gets worse each and every day. V'nehem evilim. They're fools. Shelo yakiru v'yed'u ki ha-choli kimo malach shaluach aleihem. They're fools because they don't realize that the illness, that which they are suffering from, is like an angel sent to them. Sheyashuvu b'tshuva, that a person has to repent. Fascinating. V'heim lo yargishu b'davar. They won't even notice it. Kimo ha'avil she'ino margish b'ra'a she'tavolo mima'ase ivalto. Just like a fool who doesn't realize what's going to happen to him, what evil awaits him by virtue of his foolish acts. And they did not return to Hashem. V'im hayu chachamim, he says, the Radak, if they were smart, hayu choshim b'libam, they would think in their hearts, maze hacholi sheshalach lanu el. What is this illness that Hashem has sent to me? U'be'eza avonhu. And for what avera, what sin is it for? V'fashvishu b'ma'aseyim. And then he'll look and inquire and investigate in his actions. And they'll fix their ways. Kodem sheyichabed aleihem echod, before it gets worse. If they don't realize the first day, they don't feel it the first day. They'll feel it the second day or the third day. Aval he'avilim, the fool lo yargishu b'davar v'lo yeshuvu lo yisbarach. But the fool won't realize it, and he'll never return. Until it's too bad, it's so great, it's so impossible. What's going to happen? They get to the point they're so ill, and it's so hard for them. They're going to turn away from everything that could be even good for them, and then, they're in a terrible strait. They're at the gates of death. Verse 19, what do they do in verse 19? Again, they cry out to Hashem, that He should save them from their distresses. And what does Hashem do? Ah, what a good God we have, right? Hashem sends His word with a word alone, and they're healed. And He delivers them from their graves, from their death. Just like that. And by virtue of that, Yodu l'Adonai Chasdo, in 21, they have to give thanks again to Hashem. V'nifla osal v'nei Adam, have to speak of, right, they have to speak of His wonders and His mercies and His amazing things before all the other people. And not only that, one step further here, v'yizbichu zivchei soda, they have to offer gifts to Hashem, gifts of thanksgiving, korban toda, v'yisapu masa barina, and they have to declare, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for them with great song, to make a spectacle out of the reality that they've gone through. Right? People nowadays, they make a suda soda. If, you know, Chas v'Shalom, they were in a difficult situation and they were saved, they were healed, they make a suda soda. Same idea. And that ends the third one. And now the fourth one is a little bit longer, dealing with Yardei Hayam. Yardei Hayam, people who travel by sea. So Yardei Hayam are interesting, right? We would think that they would, generally speaking, be great ma'aminim, because they realize the great treachery and danger that is in their work and in their travels. We see that in the story of Yonah, when Yonah's on the boat. There's those gentlemen on the boat, the sailors there, and see how they behave and how they act and, you know, what they think is going on. And here we get a good description of it. So Yardei Hayam ba'anios, people who go down to the sea in ships, osei melacha b'mayim rabim, those who do business in the waters, those who travel for business, right? In the day they traveled by ship, today they travel by plane. Heima ra'u ma'asei Adonai, they saw the works of Hashem, v'nifla osa b'mitzula, and they saw the wonders, His wonders in the great depths. Mitzula can be viewed different ways, but here, let's say it's the depths of the water. Vayomer vayamed ruach seara, vatiromem galav. Right, Hashem, he can raise the stormy waters, right? He can raise the stormy waters, and he can lift the waves up. versus what's going to be in 29, in verse 29 in a moment, is sort of the exact opposite. So here, Hashem, he raises up the water. He sort of raises, you know, a little bit of a harangue in the seas. Yalu shamayim yerdu tamos. And then what happens? The waters go up to the heavens and they go down to the seas, right? It's a stormy situation. If you've ever seen sort of a film or video of a boat at sea, it's literally at the whim of the water. Nafsham b'ra'at tismogag. Their souls are melted away because of the trouble. Gosh, I can only imagine what that must be like. Remember many years ago, when I was in yeshiva, we were on a trip in Israel, and we were down in the south, and we were on a boat, and suddenly a storm rolled in out of Egypt, out of nowhere, and we were stuck on the water, and there was no way to get back to shore. And we had to ride out the storm. It wasn't a long storm. We rode out the storm out on the sea, and we were all over the place, and it was a very sort of scary moment. That's the sense here, right? You go up, tops of the waves, whoosh, down, crashing down. Yachogu v'yanu'u kishikor, says 27, right? They would be whipped to and fro and back and forth like a drunkard. V'chochachma samtis bala, and all of their wisdom, you can take all their wisdom, can swallow it and throw it out. You can just get rid of it. There's no chance in that moment. The only thing you have left in verse 28, Vayitzaku el Adonai batzar lahem. You have to cry out to Hashem in your troubles. Mitzukosayim yotziyim. And He should then bring you out of your distresses. And what's going to happen? Yakim sara lidmama v'yachashug aleihem. The waves will go quiet. The storms will cease, will calm. The seas will be at peace. In verse 30, they'll be glad because it has gotten quiet and He's led them to their place, to their desired place. Mechoz Cheftzam is to the borders, to the edge of their desire, to the edge of their wish. And then, of course, again, Yodu L'Adonai Chasdo V'Niflo Yisrael L'Bnei Adam. To give thanks to Hashem for His mercy, for saving in such a situation, V'Niflo Yisrael L'Bnei Adam, and speak of His mercy and His wonderful works to the children of the people. And not only that, but let's go a step further. That you have to then, in verse 32, you have to exalt Him in front of the assembly of the people. Really, like a public spectacle of such a thing. Moshe was a Kenyan Yalu in front of the elders. In front of the elders, you have to offer the praise to Hashem. Now in verse 33, we get a good little shift. In verse 33, The sense of the Mizmor changes from away from these four sets of people who have been saved and the requirement that they offer praise to Hashem. Here, the Meshorer, the author, David HaMelech, now goes into the sense of Ravatov and how that's really all in the Yad Hashem. Hashem really just simply controls all of it. And, you know, what was good one day will be bad the next day. What was bad the third day will be good the fourth day. And that it's mamash in the Yad Hashem. It's all in the hands of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. In our current world, is clearly the case. One man's rich one day, poor the next day. Right? Mei Yashir, Mei Yoni. It's sort of like the idea of the Nisan HaTokev Tefillah. Who's going to be wealthy? Who's going to be poor? Who's going to live? Who's going to die? Who's going to be healthy? Who's going to be ill? Very much is a sense of what's going on here from Lamed Gimel to the end. That's very much what the Radak says in his statement, that it's all in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all from Hashem here. And let's learn it together. Here we go. 33. Yasem Naharos Lamidbar Umotza Emayim Letzimaon. He turns rivers into wilderness, right? And we'll just go through the psukim. There's great depth here. There's no question about it. But on a very simple level, it's very clear also what's going on here. And springs of water will be thirsty ground. Right, you have rivers that dry up, you have seas that disappear, that become deserts. We know in the current world, when you talk about how you have all kinds of climate issues, and you have droughts in areas where there was water, and there were rivers, and there were seas and lakes, and now there's nothing. Eretz pri lemelecha, a land of fruit and plenty, can become a salty waste. Me'ra'as yoshvei ba, right? He says specifically it's because of the evil of the people that live there. Yase midbar la'agamayim, a desert can become, a wilderness can become a pool of water. Ve'eretzia lemotzei mayim, dry land can become water springs. So the flip of what we saw just a moment ago. In verse 36, Vayoshav sham re'evim v'yichonnu ir moshav. And there, hungry people will you know, and they you know, the hungry people will dwell. Hungry people can go to a place like that and dwell, and they'll establish their city. And what's going to happen? Amazing things are going to happen in a place like that. They'll consider them, ah, that place will never grow, right? It's like the Negev. Ah, the Negev will never grow. With the swamps and this, it'll never be anything. And look what the people, Jewish people have done, right? They've turned wastelands into beautiful cities. You go up and down in Israel, you see green in places. Who would have thought there would be green in these places? V'yizru sados in verse 37. They'll sow fields, v'yitu kramim, and they'll plant vineyards. V'yasu pri tvua, and they'll make they'll make fruit. They'll have plenty. It'd be amazing. 38. V'yivarchim v'yirbu mod, and they'll be blessed, and they'll become multiplied and plentiful. Behemtim lo yamit, and their animals will not be little. They will not decrease. They'll have an increase. V'yimatu v'yashochu mi'otzer rabi agon. And then again, it sort of flips and happens in the opposite way. They're diminished and they dwindle away through oppression and through evil and through sorrow, all kinds of things. Shofech buz al nedivim. Where they can pour contempt out onto the princes and cause them to wander in the ways. V'yasein b'so'u lo darech. Where there's no way, right? It sort of, it ebbs and flows. It's ups and downs. It has its good and its bad. You have it. Who's a nediv? Right? You can say nediv is a prince. You can say nediv is a wealthy person. Person who's wealthy, right, suddenly he's got nothing. Says the Radak. Shofich buz al nedivim in verse 40. Right? What does that mean? Al ha'ashirim ha'nechbadim shahayu nikra'im nedivim. On the wealthy people, the honorable wealthy people, used to call them the nedivim. They call them princes. V'nehil el yisbarach, Hashem yisbarach, God, hofech alayim ha'kavu l'kalonu buz. He pours out contempt upon them, taking them down off their pedestal. Didn't that happen? Then we have plenty of wealthy people who are no longer wealthy. People who were the highest standards in the world in terms of their lifestyle, who now, you know, Nebuch, for them, are in a very dire personal situation. Right? And then take the opposite in verse 41. V'yisagiv evyon me'oni. He can take the needy, right? And he can take them up on high. He can make them high and holy. He can put them on a pedestal. He can make them wealthy. It's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates. We simply don't understand it. V'yasin katzon mishpachos. Right? He makes them like a flock. He makes the sheep like a flock. So one person into many. People, you know, Nebuch have no children, suddenly have many children. People who are suffering for anything suddenly have plenty. You win a lottery. You hit a good stock. You make a good deal. Who knows? You find oil. Verse 42, Yir'u yisharim v'yismachu v'chol avla kafzafia. The upright see it, right? And they're glad. And all who are iniquitous, all those who are violators, all those who are sinners, shuts them up. Mi chacham v'yishmar eila v'yizbonu nuchaste Hashem. Who is so wise? Let him observe these things. Let him see them. Let him consider, let him ponder, let him understand the great mercy of Hashem in verse 43. What an unbelievably beautiful mizmor. Hopeful and at the same time scary, but very much comforting in the sense that it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's reign in the world. And that's the way it works. The Radak finishes out the mizmor and he says, Mi chacham v'yishmar eila. Mi shehu chacham. Whoever is wise, yishmer me'ela hadvarim ha'amurim b'zehem mizmor. Be very mindful and watchful of all the things that were described here. Yishmerim b'libo, he should mind them in his heart. V'yakir.